Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
Hello, you're watching South Connect. This segment brings all the latest news and updates from the states of South. Let's go first to Andhra Pradesh. The flood-like situation in north coastal districts of Andhra Pradesh subsided, even as moderate to heavy rains are still lashing the north coastal districts. The southwest monsoon is quite active over both coastal and Rayalaseema region. The impact of depression on south coastal districts like Krishna, Guntur and West Godavari region will be very negligible. Whereas on the north coastal district of Rayalaseema region, less impact would be felt. Seven fishermen from Kakinada who went missing in the sea after going for fishing on 7th August were found safe. According to the Indian Meteorological Department, strong surface winds from westerly direction reaching a speed up to 45 to 50 kilometers per hour are likely to blow along and off coastal Andhra Pradesh during the next 24 hours. Next comes Telangana. The Bharatiya Janata Party in Telangana is all set to begin its campaign for the 2019 Assembly and General Election. Following a visit by BJP President Amit Shah in July, the party, as part of its strategy, will soon form mandal-level committees in all assembly constituencies to begin its campaign and hold several public meetings from 17th of September. As part of its strategy, the BJP will identify and appoint 11 members each in the state's 400 plus mandals who will go door to door across the state to talk about the center's work taken up in the last 4 years and also against the failures of the ruling TRS. The next news is about the government of Telangana has declared state holiday on August 17, 2018. As a mark of respect to former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee. All state government offices, semi-government offices, public sector undertakings, corporations, boards, education institutions, etc. will remain closed. Next comes Karnataka. The BJP's Karnataka unit on Thursday accused the HD Kumaraswamy government for tapping phones of political leaders across party lines. BJP General Secretary C.T. Ravi said that the government did not have belief in their own MLAs and alliance partners and was worried that the leaders may betray them. The next news is at least three people were killed and 100 feared trapped in rain-related incidents across Karnataka. According to officials, Koraku district has been the worst hit. Coastal and Malnad district have also been affected. Relief camps have been set up with 1,755 people being provided shelter. Of the three deaths, one was reported in Koraku and one of each in Udupi and Shivamogga. Karnataka Chief Minister H.D. Kumaraswamy announced a grant in aid of Rs. 200 crore for relief work in districts hit by flood and landslides in the state due to flood. Next comes Kerala. With death toll rising over 100 and more than 1 lakh people living in relief camps across the state, a red alert was sounded in 11 of the 14 Kerala districts. The center on Thursday deployed all three wings of the armed force in a massive rescue operation. Helicopters airlifted stranded families from rooftops and dam gates were thrown open as heavy rain brought fresh havoc. North and central Kerala has been worst hit by the floods. Kochi Airport has been shut till Saturday after water flooded the complex. Southern Railways and Kochi Metro today suspending their operation due to floods. Next comes Tamil Nadu. With heavy inflows into major reservoirs across the state and floods in certain districts. Chief Minister K. Palaniswamy chaired a meeting to review precautionary measures. Earlier, the Central Water Commission issued an advisory cautioning authorities in 11 districts of Tamil Nadu. As of Thursday, 2 lakh cusics of water from Kabini and Krishna Raja Sagar Dam, 50,000 cusics from Bhavani Sagar and 33,000 cusics from Amravati were released, posing a danger to area along the banks of the Kaveri. A total of 492 personnels of the Tamil Nadu Disaster Response Force have been deployed along the banks of Kaveri in various districts to undertake relief measures. On the instructions of the Chief Minister, senior IAS officers too are monitoring the flood situation. That's all for today in South Connect. For more news updates, log on to www.hwnews.in.
If you like this video, please share it, and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.